Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Rick Lubbers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Robin.
Danielle Kading, our Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, is off today, so Rick will have to handle all the news ourselves. And what's been happening on both sides of the bay, maybe starting with Duluth?
Yes, Duluth Mayor Emily Larson does not plan to extend the 30-day mask mandate that's slated to expire Saturday, February 12th. She announced this at a Wednesday afternoon news conference, and she had issued the emergency masking order on January 14th when there had been a dramatic increase in cases of COVID-19, and the highly contagious Omicron variant had spread throughout the Northland. Since then, however, the number of coronavirus cases diagnosed locally has spiked and then started to decrease. And she noted that she consulted with medical and public health officials before deciding to let the mask mandate lapse. She did add, however, that businesses and organizations remain at liberty to enforce their own individual masking rules and that the city will continue to require the use of masks in their own municipal buildings. The masking order will remain in effect until 5 p.m. Saturday.
All right. Well, if I trade my face mask in for a high-altitude oxygen mask, I could fly an F-16 fighter jet, perhaps. And apparently there's an opportunity for me to buy my own landing strip, or at least the stuff that goes around it.
Yes, there is. If you have about $800,000 burning a hole in your pocket, you could own a Cold War radar station on the North Shore. There's 100 acres where the Finland Air Force Station used to operate, and that is for sale for about $800,000. The former radar station, located on Lookout Mountain in the unincorporated community of Finland Lake County, was established in 1950 and used until 1980. The base used several equipment systems over the years to track and identify passing aircraft, especially to monitor and potentially intercept any enemy aircraft entering the United States from Canada. Today, though, the radar systems are gone, and as are all but one of the buildings on the main site. The property has been listed online for sale since June 2021. It was put up for auction in November 2019, but the highest bid was only $216,000, and it did not meet the minimum bid. Some of the site's original Air Force housing is still standing. There are some two- and three-bedroom homes as well. But buyer beware, the Finland property has been under the MPCA oversight for cleanup since 1989, and they've been doing some soil excavations there in the 2000s and removing a bunch of contaminated soil, and it is considered a Superfund site. So anyone that purchases that property should know about that as well.
All right, a real opportunity or a challenge. You've got some sobering news about one of our local Olympians, but not from the curling team.
No, one of Duluth's most accomplished athletes announced this week that she has a rare neurological disorder that affects her ability to run. Kara Goucher, 43 years old, announced over social media Tuesday that she has been diagnosed with repetitive exercise dystonia. The two-time Olympian and 2007 World Championship silver medalist in the 10,000 meters said she began dealing with symptoms in December 2020. She said she had a hard time staying on her feet while running and that it felt like she was slipping and that she'd have to throw her arms out for balance. And after a fall, she ended up seeing a doctor at the behest of her husband, Adam. She was diagnosed with the runner's dystonia. And she had mentioned on social media as well that the doctors have told her as gently as possible that continuing to run will not only affect her adversely, but it may make it difficult even to walk. So she is processing this very sobering news and says that obviously running has been a big part of her life and that she's not sure what the future holds, but she's trying her best to embrace it.
Well, we definitely wish her well. And we can't go away without talking about the aforementioned Twin Ports-based Olympic curlers. There's been some celebrating and more activity with the Schuster family in Superior, I understand.
Yes, chants of USA, USA echoed through the halls of Great Lakes Elementary School a week ago Friday in Superior. A parade of students were walking through the halls, waving torches made of tinfoil, construction paper, cups, tissue paper, and more. At the head of the procession walked 8-year-old Luke Schuster and his 6-year-old brother Logan, waving American flags. They were doing this in a nod to their famous father, who carried the American flag during the opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics in Beijing, China. That morning, they had watched their father do that, and so the school had set up a fun parade to honor that. That parade was a culmination of a lesson encompassing geography and research. Each student had to come up with one fact about a country that was not the United States. They designed their own torches for the procession and learned why they now release balloons instead of doves at the start of the Winter Games. Luke Schuster said it was awesome being able to carry the flag around the whole school, and that it's been really great how they've been supporting him and his brother the whole way.
And given that we are recording on Thursday morning, and of course the games happen a time difference away, and you can see it online live, or you can see it tape delayed, what, as of Thursday morning, is the status of, well, I'm going to say, our Olympic curlers?
Yes, they're off to a decent start. John Schuster's rank opened up competition there in Beijing with a 6-5 extra end victory over the Russian Olympic Committee. But then in a rematch with Sweden, which had defeated for the gold medal in South Korea in 2018, they ended up losing that match 7-4. So as of Thursday morning, they are 1-1.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Rick Lovers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. Our theme song was written and performed by Bruce Nelson of South Range, and we leave you with music of next week's guest, Vanella Bloom. Stay safe, everyone.